I understand that you've been having some problems in the bedroom. Problems performing, getting an erection. And we've done just about all the mental digging that we can do. And I think that we're going to have to evaluate you a little further, a little more in depth. So I'm going to need you to take off your clothes for me. No, this is totally professional. You don't have a thing to worry about. But this is why I'm here. I'm here to help you. So I need you to take off your clothes. But go on, take them off. No, you have to take off the underwear too. That's the whole reason why you're here, is you can't perform. So let me see. Let me see if there's any medical issue wrong with it that might be keeping you from getting an erection. I wasn't expecting that. Wow. I mean, I can't believe that we've been working towards this for weeks and you didn't mention this even once. Look at you. Look down. Do you see what I'm seeing here? You're so small. Like, not even on the smaller side. You're small. It's obvious to me that you're not cut out for sex. I'm surprised that you lasted this long. You've been really delusional, thinking that what you have can please a woman. No wonder you can't get an erection, because you know, deep down, it's not enough. You are not enough. But luckily for you, that doesn't mean the end of your relationship. But the nature of it, of course, is going to have to change. Did your girlfriend ever mention any of her past lovers before? No, she did. They were really big, weren't they? Really hung and fit and virile. Not like you. You are quite a step down from that, aren't you? Small. Well, no matter what she's told you, because I think she's been very nice and very generous with you, your size is definitely an issue. It's a problem. You cannot please a woman with anything like that. And it's really selfish of you to think that you could, to expect her to acquiesce and settle and downgrade, because that is what you are. You are a downgrade from her past lovers. Sex can be good in the beginning of the relationship when it's new and she's falling for you. I'm sure that she likes you for other reasons, but when all that excitement is gone and there's just you and your small penis, what do you really have to offer her? Does she ever text you and tell you how horny she is for your little cock? No, nothing like that. She's not horny for your cock. Nobody would ever prefer that little thing. Do you think that they make sex toys in your size? You're definitely going to have to change the nature of your relationship if you want to stay in it. Because she's not going to settle for you forever. She can keep you around. You know, as a companion to her. To be supportive, loving, and kind. But she needs to get fucked. She deserves to get fucked. Don't you want that for her? It's very important that you be selfless in this and let her do what she needs to do. She needs to be with men like her exes. She needs a bigger cock and deserves it. And look at you. Look, your cock's already twitching at this idea. So that's a very good sign. It's good for you to embrace your failure as a man, your shortcomings. I mean, the rest of you grew up, turned into a man, but not down there. That never quite developed, did it? I'm sure that you've watched some porn before, correct? And you see the type of men that perform in these videos? You see what women really get excited for? The way they scream and come and squirt on big cocks? You know, it's not too far from the real thing, those porn videos. You need to stop telling yourself that those expectations are unrealistic. Because women will never be screaming and coming with their eyes rolling in the back of their head for you. You can't give orgasms like that. No amount of oral sex will make up for that. Women like big, hard, real man cocks. Go deep inside of them that make them feel submissive and owned. Sex with you must be so embarrassing. Seriously, are you familiar with the words, "Is it in yet?" See, all the signs have been there. Now this new lifestyle that you're about to enter with your girlfriend, this cuckolding lifestyle, it's going to be a big change for you at first. You're going to have to get used to being denied. And in fact, there's going to be a big contrast between the way your girlfriend treats other men and the way she treats you. You should expect her to be submissive to other men, but very controlling and very dominant with you. You'll see her pampering herself and primping in ways that she never really does for you. And when she goes on a date, she'll look perfect. Smooth and shaved. Wearing her sexiest lingerie, doing anything she can to impress them. I don't think she's ever really acted like that for you, has she? Not much. Because you're lucky to get any sex at all. And that's what it will be like. You'll be denied very often. While she's out, getting pounded, getting what her pussy deserves, by those big cocks, those real men, you're gonna be at home, frustrated, dying for her, aching for her, wishing that you could perform the way they could. But you sexualize this humiliation, so it's okay. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you're not enough, making it your fetish. And you should know that once you start, you won't really be able to stop. Once you realize the truth, you won't be able to picture yourself as a man ever again. You can accept it. I know it's quite a change. It's a lot for you in one day. You came into my office thinking that I would help you get erections, but instead I'm taking the pussy away from you. I mean, you'll still be able to hump your hand and jerk off. Maybe every now and again you'll get some sloppy seconds when she's feeling sentimental. But you'll know that it's your rightful place beneath her, being cuckolded by better men. That's what you deserve. This is exactly the breakthrough we've been looking for. You are meant to be a cuckold. It's not enough to just admit these things to me. You're going to have to admit them out loud to your girlfriend. You're going to have to tell her all these humiliating things. You know that she's going to confirm that they're all true. She's not going to comfort you and tell you that it's okay that she doesn't want anybody else but you. She's actually going to do the opposite. She's going to tell you, yes, she wants to be with other men. You aren't good enough. She's going to be so happy that you acknowledge it and admit it and embrace it. And she's going to keep you around. You know, it's her rock. It's a solid, submissive bitch in her life. Will do things for her. Eat her pussy, because real men don't eat pussy that much. They don't have to. They fuck. You'll do all those things for her. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to tell her how small you are, how worthless your dick is. And that will be your rehabilitation. That's your therapy. Now, for our next appointment, I expect you to do these things for me. Looking at the erection your tiny penis has, it's so obvious that this is what you needed. Now, put your clothes back on. I don't want to look at it anymore. I hope you feel a big sense of relief after getting to the bottom of this issue. We don't have to go on pretending anymore like you're a real man. Those expectations are just way too high for you. Now, if you see the nice lady at the desk up front, you can make your next appointment with her. And by the way, next time that you come in, I will have told her and all the other ladies of this office about your condition. Bye.